Aleishu Chelek Beis Reish Mem Ches, the 11th chapter, Das. Here we have a number of Ve'adim about this concept. The author later on wrote an entire kuntres called Pirkei Kinyan Das, in which he elaborated on these issues, but the essentials are here. He says, Omarnu b'mareches Adam Pirkei Beis, we said above, Ki b'das ishnam shenenim. Das encompasses two concepts. First of all, the pasuk in Mishlei, Bedas chaderim yimalu, uvdato itemes nivko. Das fills up the chambers, that's the one, and uvdato itemes nivko. Das penetrates into the abyss, into the depth. And the author now explains. Number one, hadas meisenes l'adam asherus pnimis. Das is what gives a person inner wealth. Mimuskalos sishonim, from axioms, things that we just know. Ad hasagois elyonos, all the way to supreme attainments and understandings. Bah chadarim yinbo, that's what described in the pasuk as filling up the chambers with treasures. Chelek zeh shel hadas yesh lechol adam, that part of das all human beings possess. All human beings are compass mentis. They possess this. Now, be'adam mi Yisrael matzinu oid segula bedas, but in a Jew we find another property of das, shiboykas ve'yoredes, that's the second part of the pasuk. It penetrates, goes down, ad tehoimoyis gufani yusay, all the way to the bottom of his physical being, u'me'achedes hamidoyis ve'akoychoyis ima asaga shebomoach. It then fuses, it joins the physical forces and one's midois together with his intellectual understanding, so that there's no contradiction between them. Bilam haya yoidea das elyon. Bilam is described as yoidea das elyon. He had the first element of das, the understanding. Aval midei savayu, but nonetheless, Chazal described Pekei Avos as midois as ayin ra'a, ruach gevuha, venefesh rechava, which are not compliments. In contrast, Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom haya avi ha-nevi'im v'adon ha-chachomim. He was a person of supreme accomplishment. V'yachad im zeh haya anav mikol ha-adam ha-shal pnei adama. The pasuk describes him, Be'ar Yischa, as the most humble. Because he had the second element of das as well. Da'atoy shel Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom kashra es ha-asagai me-midois. His das, the second element of it, bound up his tremendous perception of Hashem, his understanding of Hashem, with his midois. Zoi hadas shanu shafim elah. That's a das that we are aspiring to. Noiseh ha-ve'adim abayim, the subject matter of the coming ve'adim here, lehapech lebar das, to transform oneself into a bar das. The first va'ad. Admoir zichoy yagen aleinu, Rav Yerucham, kosav bimei churpoi. He wrote in his youth, bipinkas ha-kabalois liyom ha-kippurim sheloi, in his own booklet that he has for commitments to Yom Kippur or before, kidvarim ha'ele, he wrote as follows. Shavti ve'ro'isi. I saw ki einani birshus atzmi, that I wasn't in control of myself. Ki im beyadach rim mamash, I was controlled by others. Vehu achoymer im avoysav vesoldeysav. What I mean by others, I was controlled by my physical nature. Ashehem shultim bekirbi. That's what controlled me. Veloydav is not only that ki mietenu shoychad lasechel. They also bribe the intellect. Let oyisoy bidivrei ma'akshim, to mislead one's intellect, to mislead me with their crooked words. Asher ach legaresh es adam min hatov, zeh kol ratzonam. Their intent being to drive the individual from good. Lachen kibalti olai b'li neder, therefore I committed myself. Lelamed atzmi la'aseh es hada'as le'moshel b'kibi, to teach myself to make das control me. To be, that should be my ruler. Ulay azeni Hashem, perhaps Hashem will help. V'alze kibalti ala b'li neder, and practically I took upon myself la'aseh b'chol yom chamesh pe'amim inyanim neged haratzon v'chulei. To every day do five things, five times, something against my will. Uviknas imachsir eziyoyim, and I impose upon myself a penalty if I miss this exercise any day. Eser kopekes, 10 kopekes. That's in Das Chochma Musar, in Chelek Aleph Amud Teisha. And the author discusses this in Pirkei Kinyan Das, in that booklet, page Daf Gimel. Now he says here, Ninaseh lehavin es ha-malach ha-nifla hazeh. Let's try to understand the process over here. Admoir rigish she'enu b'yishus atzmoi. He felt that he's not fully, at least not fully, in control of himself. Ela achirim shalitim lav. He described as others controlling him. Ha-choymer avoysav v'soldeysav. his physical nature with its avois and toldois. Toldois achoimer, the derivatives of physicality, those are just the desires that one has, desire for this, desire for that. Miem avoisav, who are the avois, the forebears, so to speak, of the physical nature, referring to forces of negativity. Zoi hakara machas, that recognition, that point is a decisive recognition. Ribui haretzonot shebalev, those multitude of desires that I have in the heart, ein ze ani atzmi, they're not me. Zarim hem latzmi, in fact, they are alien to me. Zehu, and here the author quotes a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Hei, ha-mekareh begadam b'chamasoi, a person who comes to anger and he tears some clothing, v'ameshaber kelah b'chamasoi, he shatters some utensils, v'amefazer ma'isa b'chamasoi, he throws a bunch of coins. Yehe b'nech k'oved avida zara. You should look at him as an oved avida zara. Shekach u'manuseh shel yetzirah. That's the stealth, that's the craft of Yetzirah, Hayom Umelo Asekach, Umachal Asekach, do this, do that. It starts with these things. Ad Shemul Avoid Avidazara Velech Voived. Omar Rabbi Avinu, my Kira'a, which Pasuk indicates this idea? Pasuk in Tehillim, which we said in Shir Shel Yom, Lo Yevecha El Zar, there should not be within you an alien God, Velos Ishtachavel Enecha. Ezehu El Zar Sheshbukofo Shel Adam, which alien God resides in the person's body, so that the Pasuk should say, do not allow to stay there. Heveu meze yetzihara. Loi bekalus anu mevchinim be'atzmeinu es ames azos. It's not easy to discern within ourselves this truthful insight. Ki haretzoinois oilim belibeinu chadashim mivkarim. These desires, these whims that arise in our hearts every day, constantly, hem misod hazarus. They are defined by their alienness. Hem hisnakrus, let's mean it's alienating ourselves from ourselves. Nihye kenim latzmenu, let us be truthful with ourselves. Lanu nidme, it seems to us shata avois, hein etzema usenu. It seems to us more natural that the desires that we have, those are the essence of our being. Varuchanius shel sechel vedas, who is the spiritual and nature and subtlety of intellect, understanding, insight, he's zara latzmen. That's more removed from us. It's more remote. Hata avois leta'anugim kavoid v'chesef hen tivyos lanu. Those desires for various physical pleasures and kavoid and money, they are so natural to us. They're completely accessible and natural. Whereas for something spiritual, we need to push ourselves. That's the statement of Chazal, nothing that is not hinted to in the Torah. Where is it in the Torah itself? This concept of an alien God. In other words, we saw it before in the Gemara, indicating a pasuk in Tehillim, almost a direct hint to this concept, but we want to know in the Torah itself, where is this concept of the alien God within the person's body? Hare b'farashas tzitzis ne'emar, in parashas shelach, ve'lo yisassuru ahari levavchem ahari ayineichem. Do not stray after your hearts and after your eyes, ashatem zonim ahariem. Hare ne'emar lonu, shelo nasu ahari levavenu. We are being told not to stray after our hearts. U'mash meshem shnam, is an indication of an implication that it's two different things. Anachnu ulvaveinu, we, and then the lev, which here connotes the desires. Velo oid el shanu zeinim achrei lev. The pasuk describes us as zeinim here, I mean, we normally translate it as stray, but from the root it connotes prostitution, promiscuity. Anu zeinim achrei lev. We stray after the heart, kachrei isha zera, like a person following an alien woman. Umi anachnu, who in the pasuk, who are we? The ones who are being told, don't stray. Again, it's the same point. The person himself, the one being addressed in this passage, being given the instruction not to stray, he is not the same as the heart that just desires and lusts. His essence, his depth is deeper than the heart as described in this pasuk. What is it then? Nekudas atzmuse shel adam. That point, the essence of the person, هي نكوداس هكشر بين السيخل والميدويس. It's that point where there's the interface between the mind and one's behavior, the midois. Oy, במילים אחרות, to put it the same concept in different words, נקודס האיחוד בין הדעס הממלאס חדרים בהשגויס ובין הדעס הבוקסטומויס. The essence of the person is that point of fusion between the das, that we described as filling chambers, meaning giving us understanding, insight, knowledge, and where that joins the das that penetrates our behavior. That's his essence, where his knowledge and midois become one. There are two obstacles to reaching that point within oneself. The midois are just not affected by one's knowledge, like we saw in the extreme case with Bil'am. There's knowledge and it just doesn't have any effect on the midois. The second one, שכחוס הרע משתלטים על ההשגות כפי שהיה אצל בלעם. The forces of evil take control of one's knowledge, like was by בלעם. תאווס הכבוד והכסף, those desires yet within himself for recognition and wealth, השתמשו במה שהיודע דעשו. They subverted, they used his knowledge, the fact that he had supreme knowledge, כדי להשיג מטרסן מבלק, in order to achieve their ends, meaning כבוד and money, from בלק. הוא אשר הרגיש אדמוי רבי מיכה ופויס. So this is what Rabbi Yerucham felt in his youth, כי אינוי ברשוס עצמוי, that he wasn't in control of himself, כי ביד אחרים, he was controlled by others, היינו כוחויס הזרוס של רצוינויס אשר בכל מייסודם. These alien forces, which were rooted in the physical nature of man, Veloyodi went further to say, as we saw in that paragraph we quoted, they go further and they bribe the mind, they try to mislead the mind. But his desire was to be controlled by his das, not by his physical desires. And the path he found to achieve this is wondrous. He committed himself to do things against his will. זהו הסימן הראשון למשרס הדעס באדם. This is the first indication, the first symptom of a person whose mind is not in control. שאינו נמשך תמיד אחרי רצוני סב. He doesn't always just follow his whim. Doesn't always satisfy a momentary desire. אלא יודע לעמוד מנגד. He knows that to stand opposite it, to stand up to it. וספסיים יישק. These are magnificent words. The practical exercise, Neilechna anachnu b'ikvois admo, we're going to follow his footsteps. Venislamed shaloish pa'amim b'yoim, and practice three times a day, loleches neged haratzoin, to go against one's will. Uchfid arkeinu b'dvarim ketanim, as is always our approach, in small things, mischashek lolechit lishtois, you feel like taking a drink, a sip, velolchim, and not, one stands against it, doesn't go. מסחשק להגיד בדיחה. A person feels like just uttering a crack, a joke, to crack a joke. ומבלגים. But then realize and hold it back, withhold. מסחשק לכל עוד. A person feels like another bite, ומבטים. He forgoes it. עד כאן.